call to order this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board of Directors meeting on this beautiful May 8th, 2025.
Director Torres?
Present.
Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Hudson?
Present.
Let the record show Director Torlakson and Director Lopez Garcia are absent.
Okay. Would you please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Do you guys remember? Do you remember when the Pledge of Allegiance didn't have "under God" in it? Was that in there?
It's always been under God.
My mom remembers. It was placed in there later. Oh. So when she would say it, she'd always forget that. Do I have an approval of the agenda?
I move that we approve the agenda.
Thank you, Director. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Director.
Okay, Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Torlakson, Director Lopez Garcia are absent.
Okay, moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have any items that need to be pulled and discussed?
No.
And if not, do I have a motion?
I move that we approve the consent calendar as is.
Thank you.
I will second.
Thank you, Director.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Torlakson and Director Lopez Garcia are absent.
And moving on to presentation.
Excuse me, the front door is locked. I was trying to get in.
Oh.
I read the packet, right?
I'm amazed trying to get in. The door's locked.
I didn't see it. I just wanted to run through it one more time so I have some questions. I was so embarrassed. I'm like, God, I didn't even call.
I looked at it. I saw it a couple of days ago. And I'm like, okay. And then, things happen in my life.
Right.
And,
gosh, man. And they drove all the way here. Yeah.
Well, it's very nice.
Waiting
to see
for the
you.
Actual. we got to see the new, you haven't seen the new Academy class, Randy's class. Last month they were all here, and or the month before they were all here because he got an award. 22 years.
I know. Wow. That guy must be 80 years old now.
What's funny is that I'm now starting to see
Hello.
Some. Like,
sorry.
He has to use glasses. You know what I mean? Some of those little things.
We couldn't get into the door.
Sorry. Yeah, say to him, I think he thinks he'll lock everything up.
Oh.
My apologies.
He's not used to it.
Okay.
Doc's not used to it.
Hey, good people.
No, he's off.
Why don't I help you?
Hey,
Tom.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Tom.
Good day.
Faint of heart or not for the faint of heart.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
I was telling them, I listened to this afternoon. I went to get physical therapy.
Hey, before you go up there.
Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, that's so nice to see you here. Yeah, you look great. You look rested. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, having a fun time.
Great, too. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No problem.
Thanks for waiting.
So let me just read this over for our new people that just came. We are currently doing a presentation presenting the California Association of Recreation and Park District Certificate to our beloved Doug Long.
Oh. Yes!
Well deserved.
I don't know if you want to sit down or you just want me to speak here, but I get the wonderful, wonderful privilege of presenting this to you. I'm so excited.
Sure.
The California Association of Recreation and Park Districts Resolution of Recognition and Appreciation of Service. Whereas Mr. Doug Long joined the Ambrose Recreation and Park District as general manager in 2013. And whereas Mr. Long dedicated substantial time and effort to improving the quality of recreation and park services in the Bay Point communities. And whereas Mr. Long made significant contributions to the Ambrose Recreation and Park District, overseeing a number of park enhancements, in addition to the installation of three new playgrounds, and now leaves a lasting impact on the district and its residents.
Woohoo!
And whereas the California Association of Recreation and Park District would like to acknowledge and commend Doug Long for his commitment, dedication, and service to both his community and the recreation and park industry. Now, therefore, be resolved that the CARPD Board of Directors formally recognizes and extends its appreciation to Mr. Doug Long for his 11 years of service to the Ambrose Recreation and Park District. And on behalf of
where's the oh, can I take a picture with that?
You didn't have one.
Okay. Where's our sign?
Oh, yeah.
It should be with the
too.
Sign, right? Okay, here you go. And that is close up. There you go.
Thank you. And behalf of me as a representative of the district now and the staff that you have built up and left to this district as a legacy and to this board, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for the years that I had the opportunity to spend with you and to work with you and to find out the real commitment of a job and the real love of the people that you work that work for you. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, and it was always a privilege and a pleasure to be around you, to share your life with you, and to be a part of who you, your legacy.
Wow, yeah. So much.
Thank you so much, and thank you, board. I just have to mention that most of you know the story that I was going to be here for a year. I told Bonnie I'll be here a year, maybe 2 years if it needed. And nearly 11 years later, you know, I was with this. And my wife can attest to the fact that I was able to do this because of you guys and because of the staff. That's really what made this worthwhile. A totally functioning organization. That's what I was hoping to build when I got here. And with your support, and you guys know what I mean by the support, you guys really stood behind me during rough times.
Right.
We crossed that hurdle and really made some inroads into the district. I was so proud to be part of this organization, and so proud to have been employed by you guys and have you guys as my boss. It was really, really important. Just parenthetically, we have a district in El Dorado Hills. We just got a notification yesterday or today that they're trying to recall three of them.
Ooh.
It's just turmoil there. So we know what it can be. I have a circle of city manager friends that are up and down the state. They face these challenges all the time. And they're well-funded, big cities. And this is a small organization. And to have a board as understanding, as committed to their community, as committed to their staff, and is committed to their general manager is really unique. So I wouldn't take it for granted. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, thank you for all the years that you had with us, and thank you, Bonnie, for letting him do that. And I've really learned so much from you, not only from working with you, but also just being your friend. And so this is so well deserved. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Does anybody else want to say anything?
I really can't top what Lori said, but just echoing what everyone has said so much. Thank you for your dedication and for working with the community for this amount of time. And obviously, this recognition is well deserved. So thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I remember in December, before the June when he retired, we talked and he said, I just want to give you the heads up. I'm going to be announcing that I'm going to retire. And I don't cry very often. And I remember I hung up and I started weeping. I'm like, how are we going to do this? I mean, he's such a wonderful human. It was not just everything that he did for our parks, but it was how professional and kind he was to our community members. It was the partnerships that you forged with so many different organizations. Like, we couldn't do what we do without those relationships. And the fact that you could pick up the phone and say to somebody, hey, listen, we're looking for office furniture, and they would know somebody who knew somebody. I mean, you made me feel so safe. I still feel so proud knowing that we did everything by the book, by the letter. We never had to worry about a complaint that came in because we knew it had been researched. If needed, the lawyer had been called. Like, you know, I always had this sense that, wow, I'm walking on the right side of this. And like I was telling your wife earlier, I learned so much from you because I'd never been in public office. I spent so many hours in your office asking you how it all ran, how it worked. You never made me feel dumb. There was no dumb question. To this day, I miss you so much. I'm really happy that you guys are having a great retirement, but I'm so sad for me. But thank you so much just for being such a wonderful human being and just for really pushing this district to a place where we're in a really good position, aren't we, Lori?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You know, and Lori has really picked up the... You couldn't have, you know, you talked about a succession plan, and, like, I couldn't have been more proud of you for that. I know I missed so much of it because I was ill, but the fact that you thought enough about us to not give us the 2-month notice, like, you actually thought about the steps, you worked it out with Lori. I know there's lots of things I don't even know about how you guys all worked it out, but you made it really seamless. Like, I mean, really, you were really able to come in with the ground running because of the foundation that you gave her. And another thing I wanted to mention is one of the things that I really love about you is in all my working life, I never had a boss like Doug. I know he wasn't my boss, but he would give his employees, he would really give them a lot of latitude. So they felt invested, right, mm-hmm. in their jobs. Like, they felt like they had ownership. Alfredo, you know, he would go around to the parks and he would see something and it would be on a Saturday, take a picture and send it to Doug. Like, Doug really made him feel like, you know, you go for it, Alfredo. You see something, you tell me, you know, we'll talk about it. And every employee that I've talked to here at the district that's worked with me, every single one of them that I've ever talked to has said, you're the best boss they ever had. And it's just not surprising because of just, you really gave all of us this sense that we could do, you know, if we wanted to do something, we could do it. And if we couldn't figure out how to do it, all we had to do was talk to you and we'd figure it out. And it's just bless you. We're just so fortunate to have you, and I really, really miss you. So thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And just for a track analogy, I am a track coach. My 4x100 team is going to the league Division I championship on Tuesday, and that requires handing a baton off to your fellow runner 4 times. It's actually 3 times around the track. With that being said, I handed the baton off to a very capable runner.
Yes.
She's doing very well.
Yes, she is.
Appreciate it. Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
All right.
Good job. Nice seeing you. Lucky.
Yeah,
we'll see you guys when we can kind of catch up and chat.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Thank
bye.
You.
Bye. Bye.
Officially,
Bonnie.
Unofficially.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Gosh. Okay, enough crying, sister. Moving on to the general manager's report. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good to see you.
You too. Well, you can cry again because we are very pleased to share that we were awarded Measure X funding.
Yay.
For $248,450
come on,
annually for 2 years for youth leadership, academic support for our academy and teens with the possibility of a 3-year extension.
You rock, sister.
Yes. With this funding, we'll be able to continue to enhance the academy and add a smart center for our youth with technology and tutors. And they anticipate funding to be July 1st this year.
Yay. Wow.
Mm-hmm. So very excited about that. Alliance Strategies Development, extended the closing date 60 days to June 25th, 2025, per contract agreement if CEQA clearance was not complete. It's close to being complete, but it is not, so they were able to do that extension. The decision...
Is it a paid extension?
No, this one is not.
Okay.
After the 20, they had to the 25th. After that, they'll have to do a paid extension on that.
Okay.
The decision on this, or we have to renegotiate.
Got it.
The decision on this application will be made by the zoning administrator at a public hearing on a date not determined, but heard from Alliance, and they are targeting June, and I think if they have that approved. Hopefully the closing does not have to get extended again. That's our hope. But I received papers from the title company as they are beginning the preparation of the sale.
Mm-hmm.
If everything's complete, Sandra's checking with them at the beginning of June to be sure all the documents are in place. If everything is finalized, and they are planning to close the end of June or the 1st of July.
Yes. Wow. I mean, you know, I'm not going to hold my breath. But
yeah, I know.
This is as close as we've ever come.
Yeah.
Yes.
And talking to John with Alliance, he says, "Oh, we got this going. We're too invested to."
I mean, have we ever gotten to the title company?
No, this is the first time.
We're at the title company. That's why I had to share that.
I was like,
yeah.
Yes.
We're having a meeting with the Contra Costa County Watershed and Contra Costa County Resource Conservation District and the surveyors on Monday and Tuesday to create the plan of action to move forward on the green infrastructure project that they plan on starting in the fall.
Oh, okay.
We're going to start a public forum next month. We're going to have 2 to 3 of them discussing what type of trees, plants, and designs they are looking for. They have done some skeptical designs to show to the community so we can get some input. So that'll be starting all in the next 3 months to finalize that.
Mm-hmm.
The district nominated the San Francisco Foundation as a recipient of the 2025 CARPD Award of Distinction.
Yes.
For the support for their district, and congratulations is in order as they received the award.
Yay!
Of distinction of the community organization. They will be sending a representative to the conference in 2 weeks. To pick up the award. I'm very excited about that.
That's awesome.
We have 20 Bay Point youth registered for our Junior Giants and have a great partnership with Pittsburgh as we grow the program in Bay Point. The Junior Giants hire ambassadors that oversee the program, but unfortunately they are funded by AmeriCorps, and that funding was just cut.
Mm.
So we are in the process of finding a way to keep our ambassador, who's fantastic, going to different community organizations trying to recruit people. So I'll keep you updated on that. Working collaboratively with Pittsburgh on this.
What's the deal with AmeriCorps?
The federal funding got cut for them. That was one of the federal funding that got cut.
Right, okay, sorry.
Spring of Extravaganza was great. We had over 200 in attendance and lots of eggs for all. Want to thank the partnership with Mount Dabble High School students. They were fantastic. They performed great. And if you look, we do have our video slides of some of the extravaganza, trade winds, and the basketball court, which is now open. And we had a special ceremony last Thursday with Supervisor Chanel Preston Scales was there, a representative from Assembly Woman Anne-Marie Avila Ferris's office, Nicole Carranza from Marathon, our board member Eduardo Torres was there, our Bay Point Academy, and lots of community and Bay Point guests showed up. It was fantastic, and a lot of excitement, and yes, there were a lot of hoop shot, so it was great. Fantastic. The Ambrose Aquatic Center will be opening weekends starting May 24th.
Mm-hmm.
I'll start daily July 9th, and we also are going to continue with the MOU with the East Bay Regional Parks.
Wow.
Do want to mention, too, on Monday night at Riverview Middle School as a community goal-setting meeting with the supervisor. It's identified projects that the county can do to improve the community in the next 12 months, focusing on Bay Point. So that will be on Monday.
And you attend?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I saw that in her newsletter. Can you remind me of the time?
That's going to be 6 to 7:30.
And that's at the Riverview
Middle School Multipurpose.
On Monday.
This May 12th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I really like her. Yeah.
She's an advocate for Bay Point, too, which is wonderful.
Yeah. Did I cut you off? Are you done?
No, I'm done. That's it. Yeah.
Do you have any questions for the general manager? How about you, Edward?
No questions. Just again, just special shout out and recognition to our general manager for helping us usher that basketball courts project. That was like a couple of years in the making, I feel, with Marathon, and finally figuring out what we want to do. And just really, you know, just a lot of appreciation for being able to work with Marathon and with the community. It was such a great event. And just thank you to Jessica, too, for being there, for setting everything up. It was such an amazing event. These kids looked like they were just having a ball out there, literally. So thank you.
Pun intended.
Yeah, and if you look at one of the slides, Eduardo, our board member, got the first shot in, and he made it. So there's a picture of it.
Try not for the Warriors next.
Yeah. I think it's. Yeah.
Okay. How about you?
I do have a question.
Yes.
A while back, all of us board members have a tag that says our name and Ambrose Recreation Park District and director.
Mm-hmm.
I would want to have some, all of us again, something like that. So when we attend events like that of our supervisor, we could be easily identified.
We'll take care of that.
Okay.
If you do, the best name tag I ever had, they had a magnet.
A magnet.
Mm-hmm.
Not the pins.
Yeah, not the pins, because you wear silk like a boss like this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not to be picky or anything.
No, perfect.
No, you have the design already.
Yeah.
The design with a magnet. I remember it still says my old name.
It was through Alpine. I've seen the template of it already. Yeah.
So it would be good. So when people like Eduardo was there at the basketball court and he was moving around, people can see that he is the director. You know, any one of us can do that. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good idea.
Wonderful.
How about you, director?
Thank you.
It was great to see Doug. I do miss him, but I also want to say that you're a great manager and you're doing a great job. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I have to ditto that. It really takes some of the sting out of missing Doug. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you are just amazing, Lori. Like, what you have been able to accomplish is just, doesn't seem like there's enough hours in the day. I mean, you're just so committed to this district, and I know the staff really appreciates working with you too, which is another thing. I really think about our staff a lot, you know. We're such a small district, so it means something to me when I talk to one of the custodians or one of the landscape people, and I ask them, you know, how do you like working with Lori? You know, and I used to ask them how they like working with Doug too, and it was really nice that you could tell they were being so sincere and honest that it's a great relationship, you know. So I really appreciate that. But I'm so excited about the $248,000.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, holy moly, sister, that's really awesome. So thank you. Thank you for that. All right, so we're moving on. No legal council reports. You know, these glasses are not my friend tonight. Okay, moving on to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the board of directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the board of directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. Do I have any member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time? Would you, sir? I was like, our public, yay!
He made a comment last, but you were here, so he can make a comment.
I read your comment. I love that. That was great.
It's okay, though.
There we go.
Yeah.
Congratulations. I mean, you have come so far. You're doing marvelous things for the kids and parents of this community, so you're a role model district. You get all the recognition that you deserve. So hats off to you. I started working with this district, I think about 30 years ago.
Wow.
And have seen it go through many phases. And this is truly the best phase, the best togetherness and goal setting that I've seen in the district ever. So congratulations.
Thank you. Wow, that means a lot.
Yeah.
Former supervisor.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Torlakson. That's awesome. That's really nice. Okay, if there's nobody else that wishes to speak at this time, I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board. Moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. The first matter is A, monthly maintenance report.
Yes, and again, I do want to express Al's Lane Park has been just very notorious lately of mattresses and couches and refrigerators, so we spend a lot of time out there, but it was great because we kind of accumulated and we had our Bay Point cleanup, which we brought a lot of the stuff over there. So it was great. Of course, a new basketball court opened. Thrilled to see the kids on it. Ambrose Park, we have completed the weed abatement. And then Anuda, we have nothing. Boger, nothing. Hickory Meadows, nothing. Lindbrook Park, the water bottle faucet is not working. It's another park, but the drinking faucets are. So we're just going to focus on that right now. The sprinklers have been adjusted, and we have begun painting the wood ballards, which we should be complete next week. At Tradewinds, the refurbish is complete. We contacted the neighbors for their feedback. I didn't have anything to bring today, but they're very excited when they saw me out there walking it. And there's some slides here of the new refurbish, and at Viewpoint, nothing to report at this time.
Do you mind me asking you, when did you walk it so that they, because I want to, I already have gone by there and seen it.
About a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago.
But I mean, what time of day or?
Oh, I went in the afternoon a couple times.
Okay.
When they were doing it, actually when they were physically doing it, just kind of overseeing their work, seeing where they were putting the plants, when they were putting the bark in, because there was a lot of bark in the street.
Right.
There was extra bark, and I saw you noticed they put it across the street at that lot.
Right.
So yeah, I was kind of through the whole process. I was walking it.
Okay.
And the neighbors saw me out there, so they would come and talk.
I feel like I could go up to their door now since some of them came, because I wanted to ask them. You know, I think it's really cool that they came in mass and talked about what they wanted and didn't want, and then they got some satisfaction.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Did anyone come up to you and say something?
Yes, they did. They actually said they were just so pleased that the district really listened to them. And somebody cared about them,
right?
Basically,
That's good feedback. Yeah. Kudos. Okay. Anybody else have any questions or comments? Okay. Moving on to B. Consider authorizing the general manager to execute a contract with Harshwall and Company LLP to provide auditing services for fiscal year 25-26 through fiscal year 27-28, subject to annual review and approval based on continuing performance.
I'm supposed to say 24-25.
Oh, yeah, 24.
Did I say that right, Jess?
Yes, I think we made a mistake.
25-26.
Do you want to read the actual?
And 20.
Yeah, it's supposed to be for fiscal year 24-25 through 27-28. Yeah.
Oh, because it is an audit.
Oh, because it's an audit.
Oh, yeah, the year prior.
All right, so
yes.
Can I amend that at this time? Okay, so consider authorizing the general manager to execute a contract with Harshwall and Company LLP to provide auditing services for fiscal year 24-25 through fiscal year 27-28, subject to annual review and approval based on continuing performance.
Yes, we worked with Harshwall in 2021. They had a 3-year contract, and we worked with them. They were the only proposal that came in, but we did get a secondary one the day after the proposal closed. But Harshwall was the lowest bid, so we moved forward with that.
And Jess, you like working with them. Yeah, that's the most important thing, right?
Yeah.
So do we have any questions for
I move we authorize the general manager to execute a contract with Harshwall and Company LLP to provide auditing services for fiscal year 24-25 through fiscal year 27-28, subject to annual review and approval based on continuing performance.
Thank you, Director. Do you have a second?
I have a second.
Thank you, Director.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Okay. All right. Moving on to C, consider establishing the position of Recreation Leader 1 and Recreation Leader 2.
Currently, we have in the budget $25,000 for the pool cashier and concession. We would like to kind of expand that position as not just a cashier. We are in-house doing a lot of our own programming with our camps and our sport programs. And it's great to take those that position that can go out of a cashiering position and be able to assist in a sports program. And we could expand some of the things we do within the district, having a Rec Leader 1 and Rec Leader 2. And we will be losing the MOU in a couple years, and we're trying to get 2 more years with East Bay Regional Parks. So that would set up all the aquatic positionings with lifeguards, with swim instructors, as well as people servicing other things within the aquatic program.
Director Torres, do you have any questions for me?
I don't.
Director Garcia?
No, no question.
Director
Torrance? I do. Mm-hmm. So these positions are not there, but you have people already lined up? You have people in line?
No,
or you're going to open it up?
No, we're going to take the cashier. We already have a cashier position and move them to Rec Leader 1.
So it's a person that's already there. You're just changing the title into a Leader 1.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, and expanding the options of what they can do in that position.
So they've already been trained and they're just getting more training and more experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fantastic. I love it.
Who do they work for? Do they work for Eric? Or report to, I should say.
Report to Eric. On the aquatic side, when it comes to the sports side, definitely Eric. On the aquatic side, I'm working with Eric to train him to be able to, for them to report to him as well.
Got it. And so eventually, once Eric's up to speed?
Yes. Once he has aquatic side training.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Madam Chair, I have one more. So this is, you said, seasonal only, right? Or
meaning it could be in the winter.
Yes.
If there's a flag football program.
Okay.
But it's not a full-time position.
Yes.
It's usually just like an individual program or a swim season or a camp in the winter that you would have in a week. So it's not a constant position.
Okay. That's great.
Perfect.
Thank you. I move we establish the position of Recreation Leader 1 and Recreation Leader 2.
Thank you, Director.
Do you
have a second?
No second.
Thank you, Director.
All right. Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Torlikson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to D, review the preliminary general operating budget for fiscal year 2025-2026 and provide staff with direction. Right.
Okay.
Lady.
Not too much, not too many changes on this from the mid-year budget that we just went over. For income, I did increase the property taxes another $20,000. That's what we got last fiscal year, so I'm keeping it there. We might get a little more.
Okay.
Class registrations, we are still growing there, so we're increasing that another $5,000 for registrations. Down at the grants area, you see that we added that Measure X grant there to $84,480.
Pretty, isn't it?
It is pretty. I like seeing that in my budget.
It's figures.
Yeah.
Real.
So that's it for income. Expenses. So the only increase really was for the recreation coordinator because he did start at the half of this fiscal year. This is going to be for the full year salary here. Everything else is dropping. So Ambrose Park expenses for equipment repairs and maintenance, we're dropping that from $14,500 to $2,500. Last fiscal year included sump pump maintenance and replacement. For center building maintenance, we're dropping that $12,000, which included the auditorium floor maintenance and refinishing. Anuta Park, we're dropping the $4,200. Last fiscal year included a fence install. And the last one, again, is the pretty Measure X grant that I added in expenses. And that's it for that.
All right. Director Garcia, do you have any questions?
No questions.
Director Torres.
No questions.
Okay. Director
Torres. Well, I want to thank the budget committee and, of course, Jessica for looking at all these things. So we can look at the receiving numbers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And really, kudos on especially the expenses going down.
I know.
From 14,500 to 2,500. Wow. You did it, lady.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. I did what she just said about our budget committee. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for engaging. And Jess, you're always so awesome with this. Any questions we have, you're always on the ball and answering right away. So thank you. And it's really easy to understand from someone that's not a bookkeeper. So appreciate that.
Thank you.
Every year. All right. So there is no. Yes, we do need some direction, right?
So this is going to go into a public hearing.
Oh, yeah.
So
that
this is just.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We discussed.
Yes.
All right. Public hearing, none. Closed session, none. Moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. Each board member is given the opportunity to report on committee assignments or make individual comments on items within the jurisdiction of the board director. Director Torres, let's say you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess I just want to say something that Mr. Torgerson just said right now, just really started getting me to think about this district, right, and how we are in this position, in a very good position, and I think it's such an important time in life in this country right now, how it's important to work together as a community to try to find solutions to improve the community. Whether it's through partners, through organizations, through community members, you know, so I'm really proud about how this Tradewinds Park situation played out. I'm really proud about, you know, the basketball courts, the project, how that played out. And I feel like there's obviously a lot more that we could do in this community. And I just want to thank Mr. Torgerson for the years of service. You know, as a kid, I heard your name a lot growing up. All right, I went to Riverview. And so I heard about, you know, you advocating for this community for many years, and to hear that, it just really, again, just made me really think about how great of a position we are now as a district, but, you know, how much more there is to work towards in this community, not just in Parks and Rec, but there's just other areas in this community, like a high school that hasn't been around since you were a teacher there, right? And so, you know, that is something that's been brought up over the years and constantly as a top need for this community. And so, you know, looking for continuing partnerships to get our youth more involved. I just, you know, hope not just from our end, because I feel like very confident on our end that we're doing the best we can. You know, we have great services for our youth. We have programs now that are really like getting this certain age group that is on the danger side, right? Like the age group that is in danger of getting into like all sorts of trouble. And so we're really starting to address that, I feel, in a very meaningful way. Not just by providing it, but also being very insightful and thoughtful about that. And I just want to just have a lot of gratitude for that right now in this moment, right? And it's important to recognize that, I think, again, considering the times we are in this country, right? There's just so much vile, violence out there, right? And it just made me really think and reflect a bit, because again, I think there are great opportunities to continue in this community, and I hope that others will see that same opportunity and work with us as a district to improve the lives of not just the current youth, but for generations to come. And again, I just want to thank you for making that comment, because it made me again realize how far we've come as a community, not just as a district, as a community. I grew up here in the 80s on Willow Pass Road, the corner of Madison and Willow Pass. It was not a very nice place to be at that time in the 80s, right? And my parents had to move us across town to Lynbrook. And the reason why they did that is because they want us to be close to a park. That park was Lynbrook Park. We had a Nuda Park, but that wasn't a safe park anymore for us. And just, again, just reflecting a little bit about that. And so thank you for your comment. And also just, again, a lot of recognition for the district and for the opportunities that are hopefully will come to us in the future. And I hope everyone who hears this understands that there is an opportunity there to work with us as a district. And it's time to build more bridges and not put up walls. Yeah. Thank you.
Well said.
Nice. Right on.
Now you have to follow that. How are you going to do that?
Yeah.
Wordless.
Yeah. Director Trollickson?
Well, yes, this too. I've never seen anything like this in my life.
I know.
I mean, really, really, right? I mean, we were just a page on one of the Pittsburgh ones or whatever, or I don't know.
But we used to have this many years ago.
Many years ago?
Yeah, I actually have it.
Oh.
And it was done by Mr. I can't remember his name. Kempo. His wife did it.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Me did it. And it was just black and white, but
I think I remember that. Yeah. But look at this. I mean, kudos, really. This is great. Anyway, thank you for this. Just a report, the Bay Point Garden Club had its plant workshop and plant sale. And we didn't have a lot of people, but we did have a good workshop. And we had the family of Neil come, and they joined us with the ceremony.
Oh, nice.
It was very, very nice. The son was there, the stepson, the widow, the grandkids, the daughter-in-law. And we all planted inside the community garden an aloe in his name. They planted it together, and we put roses on them. And it was a very nice, very short, ceremony for Neil. So, and they really appreciated that. They did ask me, though, and because this is a public community garden, they said, can we put a little bit of his ashes into that soil? So I said, I'd ask you first, but I said, well, this is his happy place. I don't have anything against it, but I just wanted to be sure.
Legally, but I do know a lot of people do a plaque, and they put ashes in a plaque, and then they put it in that spot, so that might be another option for them to do.
I'll ask.
Oh, look, on the side of one of the planting beds.
They do put ashes in the plaque.
Well,
but I do have to check that because it is right by a preschool, and we do have community members going in, so I will have to check on the legal side of that.
Yeah, so I just wanted to give you a heads up on that.
Okay.
And we really appreciate that the district sent people there to clean up the community garden before we had the workshop. It would have been hell to go there and not have that clean area. And it was really good that you did that for us. Thank you very much. We hope to get another workshop in the fall. We don't know what it would be, but hopefully we'll get it fixed. And Neil's stepson did say that he will help out if you ever need him.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, that's it.
Thank you.
May I add something? Yeah. I don't know, there was a lot of garbage that wasn't removed from previous, and we put it in between by the fence and the shed. Not the shed, but not the permanent shed, but the other one. I hope somebody can.
You mean the greenhouse?
Yes.
The greenhouse. The one with the plastic cover.
And I hope somebody can clean it up, because there's a lot of garbage.
And what happened is we had a group that's been there maintaining it, and they decided to have a cleanup the day before the garden. There was a large group of them cleaning up before the workshop. So we were trying to keep up with it, but they continued to be there later after our staff had gone.
Yeah.
So.
I wanted to mention something. I was going to mention this last month. We are sitting next to somebody, Eva Garcia, that was honored by our supervisor as an inspiring woman leader in Contra Costa County for District 5. So I just wanted to mention that we have very august people sitting on this board, and super proud of you, Eva. That's a really big deal, and anyway. I'm so glad. I'm glad you're one of our buddy board members. It's really, really cool. And thanks for all the good work, Lori, Jess,
thank you,
and Marlene, and just all the staff. You guys are really awesome. Oh, and I did want to mention, I don't know if May knew this, but at some point, Lori's looking into how we might get funding, maybe some kind of grant, to mail these to every house in Ambrose District.
Wouldn't that be cool sometime?
I mean, be for a while, but
so this is only available when you get in here.
If a customer's looking for it, so we only have, we can make changes in it too, and then we'll get more, but this is the spring and summer. We want to do a fall and winter. For next spring and summer, we're looking to get ads in there to pay for it to be able to mail to all of our community members.
I just think that's really cool.
But right now it is on the website, and we do have it on social media. All of us, you can hit it at social media platforms, be it Facebook, be it Snapchat, whatever. You can hit it, and the book comes up, and you can turn the pages.
Wow. That's really cool. Well, thank you so much. All right, moving on to closing ceremony.
I will be adjourned to our next meeting.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I second it.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
He had the front door locked too, so I had